The American Civil War, 1861 to 65. The Union Army in the North numbered 2.5 million men, including 180,000 blacks, while the Confederate Army in the South had 1 million. 360,000 Union soldiers died, including 40,000 blacks. 258,000 Confederates died. As the Union took control of Confederate states, so the slaves in the South were gradually freed. When the Confederates were finally defeated, Congress made a law to free all slaves everywhere in the reunited states. During the war, President Lincoln made a famous speech on the battlefield of Gettysburg, in which he defined democracy as government of the people, by the people, for the people. In 1863, he freed all the slaves with the Emancipation Proclamation. The Day of Freedom. Booker T. Washington was a 9-year-old boy in Virginia when the Day of Freedom arrived. As the great day drew nearer, there was more singing in the slave quarters than usual. It was bolder, had more ring, and lasted later into the night. Most of the verses of the plantation songs had some reference to freedom. Some man who seemed to be a stranger, a United States officer, I presume, made a little speech and then read a rather long paper, the Emancipation Proclamation, I think. After the reading, we were told that we were all free and could go when and where we pleased. My mother, who was standing by my side, leaned over and kissed her children while tears of joy ran down her cheeks. She explained to us what it all meant, that this was the day for which she had been so long praying, but fearing that she would never live to see.